Let us go before the Lord today, asking God to be with us, to strengthen us, encourage us. Father, we come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you be with us, God. Let your word be truth to us. Let everything that we understand that comes from your mouth, Lord, that comes from your spirit, that comes from your Son, let it be truth to us. Let it bind us and encourage us in the truth and walk in the things of God. Father, we ask that you watch over us and watch over our families. God, we come before you this day, God, to hear a word, to understand you better. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's cover lip service as we're inspired by the teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, speaking falsely has become such an easy thing for us to do these days. It seems these days truth resides in the mouth of the person speaking and anyone who desires to follow that person. As Christians, we know truth is established by God, for we serve a God who is nothing but truth. We must see truth as something that comes from the Word of God or is based on facts. See, with all the media outlets we have, many think there's no source of truth these days. So we can speak anything, whatever comes to our mind, whatever we want to say with our lips is truth. We cannot be a person who only give God's lip service while walking in the untruths of this world. You and I got to hold fast to the truth, hold fast to God's word, which is based on nothing but truth. See, as we continue to establish ourselves in the Lord, we must be mindful of the things we say with God and how we are going to serve God. We want to be careful how we invoke the name of so many other things while we're serving the Lord. We should not let such things come from our lives, but stay with the word of God. Speaking falsely has one of those issues that Job and his friends were struggling with. See, Job asked him, will you speak wickedly on God's behalf? Will you speak deceitfully for him? Will you show partiality? Will you argue the case for God? Will it turn out well for you if God was to examine you? Will he rebuke you for the worst if you have spoken? See, we have to be careful. We got to base everything we do, our faith and how we walk and how we interact with each other and the way we respond and the things we say with our lips based on the truth that God has formed and founded in his word. See, as we seek to live for God and serve him, we cannot be a person who lies to others. We cannot work to flatter others with our lips and to deceive them. See, the Lord is going to cut off every flattering lips and every boastful tongue, the Lord says. We cannot be a person who walk to triumphant over our tongue, who boast about the things that we say in our intellect and the way we use words to try to persuade people. We're letting our lips be our master, trying to get people to persuade them to do what we say. We cannot be a person who speaks falsely, especially about the things of God. We know the wicked will be put to shame. Their lies will be silent in the grave. See, all who speaks lies, all who have lying lips will be silenced because of their pride and arrogance. Speak against righteousness. It speaks against truth. See, we're encouraged by the Lord to keep our tongue from evil. And our lips will speak in lies. And as we establish ourselves in the Lord, we must change to be a person who speaks truth, who speaks God's truth. That is what must come out of us. As much we must be emboldened in the truth of God. Go with me to Psalm chapter 34, verses 12 to 16. See, what comes from our mouth must change. See, there can be no more cursing. No, there can be no more lying. There can be no more speaking falsely. We must speak the truth to one another. Psalm chapter 34, verses 12 to 16 says, whoever of you loves life and deserves to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Speak peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of those from the earth. See, the Lord says if we live wickedly, what right do we have to recite his word or speak of his covenant with our lips? See, those who speak falsely hate the Lord's instruction. They cast God's word behind them. They use their mouth for evil. Words of deceit flow from them, and the slanderous words flow from their very lips, and they hurt people. See, you and I can't be this kind of person. We got to be a loving person, a caring person, like God has called us to be. Even if the truth causes us to look bad, even if the truth causes us to be the one at fault, see, we got to speak truth to one another. We got to speak truth to the things of this world. See, the Lord has a plan for those who sin with their mouth. Words that come from their lips speak of pride, and they're cursing and lying. They're consumed until they're no more, the Lord says. The Lord says, these people will come near to me with their mouth and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. They worship me with made up words and rules made and taught by men. See, we have to understand how the Lord sees us when we allow false things to come from our mouth. He says our tongues are open grave because our tongues practice deceit. Such people have poison on their lips because their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Have you ever known someone who seemed to be a good person? That comes out of them is nothing but lies, though. You don't understand it. You'd be like, man, you seem like such a good person, but this, what you're speaking is not truth. They have a hard time telling the truth, recognizing when they're lying. This is such a problem in our generation today. We act like there is no truth but what we think. I mean, this is such a problem for us. The way we lie to ourselves to the point that lie becomes truth to us. Can't nobody tell us any different? The word of God can't change out the way we think. See, we just have built that lie into a truth. Anybody know that story didn't act that way? Anybody know that's not what happened? You know that truth, but you done made that lie truth. God is a God of truth. And we must be a person of truth. We cannot deceive ourselves and then try to deceive others with the lies we tell each other. Listen, we're not a good person, we're not a good person, but God can help us overcome that. There's no reason for you and I to be lying about our behavior, lying about what other people do just so we look good. So we have to be careful in giving God lip service just so the answer He can answer our prayers and hopefully bless us. See, whatever our lips utter, we must do. Because we've been made a vow to God freely with our mouth. We've spoken to the Lord without him consulting us or holding us. See, we freely spoke to God. See, the Lord requires we speak truth so we can come before him. Our prayers can reach his throne. When the Lord looks at us, he should not see lies in our face. We should be that person and nothing but truth come from our lips, and God can confirm the truth that we're speaking. See, we're just giving God lip service. We need to repent and relent from doing such things and walk before the Lord with integrity. No lying lips would be able to see the presence of God. No lying lips should be able to hear their prayers be answered, be blessed by God. See, no lies should come from our lips. Job and his friend were having trouble agreeing on the truth. What caused Job to fall in such distress and suffering and loss in his life? We all had disagreements with our friends. This is nothing new. We spend hours arguing over whether this is true or this is false. We might make fine speeches with eloquent words to support our version of the truth. We point our fingers. We share our heart, and we try to convince others that what I'm saying, what I believe is the truth, because we believe it comes from our lips. It's the truth. I'm speaking, and it has to be the truth. Then Job started speaking from where his words were founded. He says, feet always followed in the steps of the Lord. He kept his God's word without turning aside. See, God's word has not departed from his lips. Job said the treasure of God's word was in his mouth. He feed on the word of God daily. See, Job spoke truth because his words was of the Lord. Job said, even though the Lord has made him taste bitterness of soul, as long as he has breath, God will be on his lips. The word of God will be on his lips. As long as there's breath in his nostril, he will be speaking the word of God. See, the lips will not wither. It will not cause him to go into wickedness. He will speak truth. Nor when his tongue uttered deceit. See, God, Lord help us. We got to have the truth of God in us. It is what's going to hold us to the truth of God. It's going to hold us together because we speak truth to one another. See, Job spoke truth because his word was of the Lord. Even to the point of death, the words of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord compelled Job to speak the truth, for it was like bottled up wine that must be bursted out and spread everywhere. The truth must come out. He spoke truth without showing partiality, without flattering others, knowing he spoke that if he spoke falsely, what God would be against him. If he gave God lip service, the Lord would take everything away from him. See, King David spoken of being truthful before God. David said, even the Lord probed his heart and examined him at night. He will find nothing. How many of us can state this word? How many of us can stand before God and say these various words? Though you test me, you will find nothing, Lord. For he has resolved in his mouth not to sin and kept God's word upon his lips night and day. See, this is the kind of person we have to be. This is about God's truth, and you and I have to hold to the truth of God. It's not about the truth of your denomination. It's not about the truth of your religion. It's about the truth of God. Can I give lip service to our obedience to God? What's proclaiming as King David did? We cannot seal God's word because we think people don't want to hear it. See, we can't hold it up. We can't hide it. We can't cover it up. We can't masquerade it. We must speak God's truth. We must speak truth to God. We cannot have God's righteousness in our heart. We must speak of his faithfulness and salvation. We cannot seal God's truth. We cannot seal his love. We must be in us. It must be a part of us. It must come from us. So we're called by the Lord. We cannot give lip service to God. We cannot give lip service to those who are seeking God. His instructions must be on our mouth. Nothing false can be found on our lips. The Lord has turned us from many sins so we can walk in peace and upright before him and be a messenger of the Lord, speaking truth to God. Go with me to Malachi chapter 2, verses 6 to 7. We cannot be a false teacher or preacher. We cannot give our lips to falsehood. We're instructed in truth. We must speak truth. Even in the circumstances we're in. So we're not trying to entertain anyone. We're trying to share God's word so the truth will change lives. Malachi chapter 2 verses 6 to 7 says, true instructions was in his mouth and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness and turned away from sin. For the lips of the priest are to preserve knowledge. For his mouth men should speak instruction. Because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty. So if all we do is give lip service, then we'll be considered a hypocrite. One of the Lord speaks about Because we honor the Lord with our lips, but our hearts are far away from the Lord. We worship God in vain, not teaching but rules taught by men. See, we're going in our faith. We cannot think like children. The Lord says, though strange tongues and through the lips of foreigners he will speak, but who is listening? See, we cannot just give lip service to our faith. We must be a person who walks by faith and not by sight. The Lord is asking us a question. Why do you call me Lord when you do not put into practice the words I gave you? He said to the one who hears the word and puts them into practice, like a person who builds a house and builds their foundation on a rock. The flood came, the torrent struck, but it could not be shaken. See, our words and our actions have to work together. We have to make up in our mind not to worry about what to say. The Lord will give us words and wisdom that cannot be overturned. No adversaries can resist or contradict what we speak because we speak the truth of God. Can I give lip service to our calling? We sound the trumpet for the Lord. It needs to be a clear call. We need to speak intelligent words so someone will know that what we're saying. Otherwise, we're just speaking into the air and our words are meaningless. See, our words cannot be lip service. We must teach and preach clearly, letting our followers know that no immoral, impure, greedy person would have inheritance in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of Christ Jesus. We cannot be out there speaking empty words. We need to speak words of obedience to God. We need to speak words that leads to God's salvation. When we open our mouths regarding God, we need to speak. We can't speak falsely, make it known, but we must make known all the mysteries of Christ Jesus so someone can experience God. We need to be an ambassador of Christ, like the Apostle Paul, who lived his life in chains for Christ. We're called by God not to give lip service to people's sins or desires, but speak truth to their hearts so they may come to know the Lord. We don't speak simple words. We speak words backed by God's power and spirit. We do it with deep conviction, knowing that we are before God, knowing that God has called us, knowing that God has put words on our lips. We speak the words of God, which is the word of truth. Can I give lip service that teaches false doctrine, that disagrees with sound instruction from the Lord, that leads the people to ungodly teaching? See, giving lip service make us conceited because we don't walk by what we teach. We have an interest in words that result in envy, strife, and malicious talk, and evil suspicion. See, we cannot give lip service to God's word. We have to keep reminding them. We have to keep warning them about believing in words that have no value, but that only ruins those who listen. We cannot be ashamed of God's word. We cannot be ashamed of that which has been spoken by God. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. There's power in God's word. Words that brings life. There's no power in somebody else's word. There's no power, no matter how eloquent those words may be. There's no power in those words. The power is in the word that has been spoken by the Father and the Son, that's been revealed by the Spirit of God. Lip service of words that does not cause anything to change. It was a great speech, but nobody was moved by it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 says, keep reminding them of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It has no value, only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself as God is one approved, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the word of truth. We're not called to give lip service to God, but those who need the Lord. We have to be one who speaks as one as if we're speaking the very words of God. Doing it in the strength that God provides, so in all things God is praised through Christ Jesus. Lip service helps no one, not the speaker nor the hearer. Lip service make us speak empty words, words that boast, words that appeal to the lustful desires of a sinful human nature. lip service entices people who are just escaping darkness. Giving lip service make promises of freedom, enslaving not only to the speaker, but also the hearer. Many of us know someone who gives nothing but lip service all day long. They speak many eloquent words. They make great speeches. They have all the charm. But they do not walk in the ways that they speak. Their personal life is nothing like the way they present themselves to others. It's all just lip service. But here's the real problem. Too many people want to believe in lip service. It's not about truth. It's not about God. It's all about them. It's just lip service. There's no truth in what they're saying. See, all we're doing is we love these kind of people. All we're doing is love to have their eloquent preaching and eloquent teaching. They make great speeches. All they like to do is give lip service. And we're following people who do not walk in the things they say, but they give eloquent speeches. They make you entertain you. They tell you jokes. They entertain you till you just feel so good about yourself. But it's just lip service. There's no power in what they're saying. Must look at how they walk. We will decide to believe in the words that they're speaking. We cannot believe in someone who only talks and whose walk is different than their words. We need to see Christ Jesus in them, for they have been instructed by God. We know it's lip service because they love and actions have, and there's no truth in them. They like to talk about these things, but see, it's not in them. It's not who they are. We know that our love and our words must be backed up with the actions and truth that we see. And this is how we know that we are and they belong to the Lord. Because truth comes out of them. So it sets our hearts on seeking God's presence. Speaking the words of God. See, the Lord is coming. He's going to judge everything. Convicting all the ungodly of all the ungodly things they've done. All the harsh words, the ungodly words that they have spoken against the Lord. And you and I got to see this. We can't be a person that participates in giving lip service that's not backed up by the word of God. What we speak and what we say must be real. Praise God. God has given his word because it has power. And not one word of God will fail. We must trust in it. Praise the Lord, Christ has given all power and authority. His words give life. It brings salvation. Thank you, Jesus. We have to be careful as we serve the Lord. This cannot be about giving great speeches. This cannot be about us trying to show others we have some special gift. This has to be about our walk with God. We cannot give lip service to God's word, enticing others into our words. We must walk by faith and speak words of truth and follow Jesus. We cannot just be a talker, someone who gives lip service to God when our steps are not ordered by God. Our words must be backed up by actions. See, we don't need anyone giving us lip service, speaking truth when there's no truth in them. Speaking of integrity when there's no integrity in us. Speaking of our love when there is no love in us. Speaking about forgiveness when there is no forgiveness in us. Speaking of God's grace when there is no mercy and grace in us. It's just lip service. You and I can't go to God in lip service. Lord, I promise. If you do this, I do that. And we never do what we say we're going to do. We make a vow to God with our lips, but our heart is far away. Lord, I promise to change. See, but our heart is far away from God. Lord, if you just help me, God, if you just provide for me one more time, Lord, I promise to change my life. I stop cursing. I stop lying. I stop drinking. I stop messing around with other people that I shouldn't be messing around. I stop doing adultery. See, I stop living a sexual immoral lifestyle, God. If you would just help me out this one time, Lord, I'm here. I come to church today, God, to pour out my heart, my soul, my words. I'm speaking, Lord. I'm crying out to you, but my heart is far away. It's just lip service. We're just talking. See, at some point, our faith has to get us beyond the words. We got to come to God in truth. We got to pour out ourselves and surrender ourselves and give ourselves over to the ways of God, so that the words of God has power to change our lives. And if God has called us to preach or teach, then it's in us, and therefore it comes out of us, and it's truth because it's in us. It's the truth of God working inside of us. It has power. It's able to change us. It's able to help those we encourage and speak to, because the words that we speak is words of God. It's not lip service. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, let your words be up on our lips, Lord. Let us eat them, Lord, like bread every day and night. Let us drink of the word of God and let it be in us. Let that power and that authority of Christ Jesus be in us, so when God causes us to move to help somebody, what comes out of us is God's words, and their power comes out of those words. Have your way, Lord. Father God, we thank you for all that you do in your Son Christ Jesus by your Spirit. Guide our hearts and minds, Lord, so we're able to live our lives right before you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.